The bill would also have lowered the age from 80 to 75 when motorists are required to appear in person before the DMV for renewal, as well as shorten the license renewal period from 8 to 5 years. Republican Senator Jeff McWaters of Virginia Beach is the bill's patron.
It's a reasonable safety approach. We're not trying to take anyone's license. We're not trying to harm anyone's personal freedoms. It's just an opportunity to make the roads a little bit safer. And I have heard from people of my age group who have suggested that this gives them an opportunity to help move their parents along with the safety issues when they know that their parents shouldn't be driving. We did have support from the AARP, sir, and AAA and others. The only person that was really against the bill was my mom. And I think if I can overcome that, I've overcome a lot. It's a move in the right direction. It aligns us with other states. And we think it's important to protect all drivers.
Republican Senator Dick Black of Loudoun called the bill a major imposition on senior citizens' lives.
Every time that we take away the right of mobility from senior citizens, what we're doing is we're placing the obligation on the state of Virginia to move them around. What you're going to do with this bill is you're going to insert a great deal of fear among your constituents, and I think a lot of them are going to ask, why in the world did we do this? And I don't think that it is going to have any significant improvement in traffic safety that will warrant the imposition upon them.
Republican Senator John Cosgrove of Chesapeake.
This is a profiling type of bill. There are members in this body who are going to be affected by this.
Senate Democratic Leader Dick Saslaw of Fairfax.
All you whippersnappers in here are going to vote for this bill. Your time is coming. The publicity of this bill has been virtually non-existent. Had this bill been covered by our press a little more thoroughly, like they seem to cover everything else, I suspect your office would have been inundated. But when the people in your district, over 75 and older, get a dose of what you've done to them, they are not going to be happy campers. And I would suggest that, you know, for your political sake, on both sides, you vote no.
Democratic Senator John Edwards of Roanoke, a lawyer by trade, said the bill is unnecessary.
Judges do this. They refer the older person to have eye tests, to go to the driver improvement program or go to DMV to make sure they are able to drive. I would say we ought to leave this to the general district court judges who see these cases on a regular basis, who deal with them on a case-by-case basis.
Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam explained his tie-breaking vote.
I think the less government in our lives, the less regulations, the better. My father's a judge. He's 89 years old. He's very healthy. He still drives. And, you know, the last thing folks like that need is to go have to take more tests. So they've already got enough going on in their lives. So, you know, for those reasons, I thought it was best not to move forward or support that bill.
Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.